Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Oh, hello, everyone. It's Megan, here for some summer bonus episodes of the Story Pirates podcast. Well, we're all still here on this mysterious island, and I, personally, am sewing grass skirts for everybody. You know, I haven't sewn this many grass skirts since I was in that summer stock production of South Pacific. They say there are no such thing as small actors, but then you meet Rex Harrison, and you think differently. Oh, hey! There's Peter, Lee, and Rachel.
Oh,
guys,
hey, Megan. Hey, what's going on?
Hi, guys. Guys, come try on your grass skirts.
Oh.
Here's one for you, Rachel.
Oh, ooh, a grass pantsuit.
I love it.
She looks fabulous.
Thank you.
And one for Lee.
Oh, cool. Let me just put it on. Hey, check out my moves. Sha-sha. Whoa. Sha-sha-sha.
Cool moves.
Ooh, fashionable and functional. And here, Peter, a grass mini skirt for you.
Ooh, it's fun size.
What?
I'm Megan. This mini grass skirt is delicious.
Well, would you look at that? Necessity truly is the mother of all inventions. Anywho, while we're doing all this grass skirt sashaying, we'll be releasing some bonus episodes full of greatest hits and brand new stories from the last season. And, well, why don't we just get started with one? Let's get into it!
Make it action.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
All right, everyone. We thought we'd replay some of our favorite episodes from this past season. And here's one written by an author named Dylan from the USA. And Dylan's story is called The Person Who Could Not Spin.
Another lonely day in the big city.
I love to spin!
That looks like fun.
In the city there was a lonely guy and he didn't know how to spin.
That's right.
One day he saw somebody and he asked them, said, can you help me spin?
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Can you help me spin?
And the guy said,
yes, of course. But spinning is so easy, I can do it, no problem, oh my gosh.
Wait, seriously?
Yes, of course. The spinning is so easy, I can do it, no problem, oh my gosh.
Hey, lonely guy, we're all spinning. You gotta spin with us.
Look, I don't want to bum you out, but when I was a kid, I had an inner ear infection, and I never learned how.
Whoa. I am so sad for you right now. Well,
gonna learn today.
Yes! Thank you, after I learn how to spin, the story will be over.
Okay, try spinning like this.
Okay, here we go.
Put your back into it.
Okay, like this.
Everyone, guess what? We're looking for new stories written by kids for the next season of the Story Pirates podcast. This time, we're looking for stories about a character who goes on a quest. Write a story about a character from your own imagination who goes on a journey. A journey where they discover something important or even learn something new about themselves. And this journey is so hilarious and awesome that at the end, the character is changed forever. Parents, submit your child's story today at storypirates.com. We can't wait to read them.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here. Thank you.
This seems like a lot
of... It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
All right, everyone. While we're on a break from rehearsing the number Bally High, which really takes an army to sing, we thought we'd bring you another one of our favorite stories. This story was written by a fifth grader from Virginia named Charlotte. And Charlotte's story is called Sandwich Day.
Oh, hi there, everybody. I didn't see you sneak up on me. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. Is that a man-sized sandwich playing a ukulele? Guilty as charged. Now, let me introduce myself the only way I know how, or through song. I'm Tony the Sandwich, I'm a talking sandwich. That's pretty much my whole deal. I'm here to tell you about Sandwich Day with a song. There's only one rule on Sandwich Day, is that you got to use sandwiches in every way. And that's it. It's actually a pretty simple holiday. Most people have heard the classic Sandwich Day stories, but there's one story that you might not have heard before. It's the story of Liam.
Good morning, Liam. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning, Mom.
Here's your breakfast, Liam. It's a sandwich.
Mom, I wanted a toaster pastry.
Ugh, quit yelling, will ya? You can't eat a toaster pastry. It's National Sandwich Day.
Don't remind me, sis. It's my least favorite day of the year.
How anyone could not love a holiday that encourages the endless consumption of sandwiches is beyond me.
Mom, is my breakfast ready?
Oh, you mean your favorite Sandwich Day breakfast? Tuna on rye.
Thanks, Mom. I love you, and I love Sandwich Day.
That's my little sandwich girl.
This holiday's the worst. I'll be in the living room. Maybe I can distract myself with a little TV.
Hello, and welcome back to the Great British Sandwich. Now, to complete your traditional Sandwich Day pickle horseradish sandwich, you're going to want a lot of horseradish. So really just slather it onto there, yeah? Oh boy, that's going to be a spicy sandwich.
Off! Is there nowhere I'm safe from Sandwich Day?
Liam, honey.
Mom, I told you, I do
not... You seem like you could use some cheering up, so I brought you something.
What is it?
It's a sandwich!
No!
Liam!
Mom, I'm sorry, but I'm a young man, and I'm choosing to act out, specifically by yelling, throwing my plate on the ground, and by wearing that one shirt you told me not to wear unless it was picture day.
But honey, it's not picture day.
Exactly.
Why do you have so many plates?
I just do! I gotta go catch the bus. The bus. At least on the bus, people aren't allowed to eat.
Happy Sandwich Day, Liam!
Hi, bus driver.
In the spirit of the holiday, I have decided to temporarily replace my usual ironclad no food on the bus rule with a rule of the exact opposite sentiment.
What does that mean?
That means that while riding this bus, everyone is required to eat sandwiches. Now the driver says, take this liverwurst and honey on ciabatta and move on back. Right, kids?
Yeah!
Oh, man. Things better be less weird at school.
All right. Settle down. Welcome to math. Now, who can tell me? What does one sandwich plus six sandwiches equals? Liam?
Seven?
Seven what?
Sandwiches?
Yeah!
Oh, now you've got the Sandwich Day spinet.
Psst, hey, Sam. Don't you feel like Sandwich Day has gotten a little out of hand this year?
Sorry, dude. I really can't hear you right now because I'm eating a sandwich.
I hope the rest of the day isn't like this.
Welcome to reading. Today we'll be reading from my favorite cookbook, A Tale of Two Sandwiches.
Oh no.
Chapter Sandwich. It was the best of sandwiches. It was the worst of sandwiches.
All right, welcome to gym class. Now remember, when you get out there, you're gonna want to keep your sandwich on the ball while you dribble your sandwich. sandwich, then you gotta cut hard to the sandwich and defense without blocking your sandwiches. Now, any sandwiches?
What is she talking about?
All right, everyone, sandwiches in!
Sandwiches!
Oh no, lunchtime. Hey everyone, what you eating?
Sandwiches!
I'm going outside to recess! That was crazy in there! At least out here on the playground, I can get some fresh air. Hey, what's that?
Ladies and sandwiches, welcome back to the annual Sandwich Day Sandwich Eating Contest! We're down to our final two, Evan.
I love sandwiches!
And Liam's best friend, Sam!
What? Sam, you've been eating sandwiches all day! If you eat more, you'll get sick!
Out of my way! I've got sandwiches to eat!
Gentlemen, on the count of three, start your sandwiches!
Sam, this is crazy! You've already eaten five sandwiches!
I know! I'm winning!
And not for long. That sandwich trophy is as good as mine!
You guys, this is disgusting!
Oh no, too many sandwiches. I'm out!
Ooh!
It looks like Evan is out! Which means that the winner is Liam's best friend, Sam!
Yay! I did it!
Sam, you look like you're gonna...
Ew.
Sam, you just barfed out whole sandwiches onto my Picture Day shirt.
You're welcome.
You know what this means? Evan is the new champion!
Thank you! Air kisses and sandwiches for everyone!
What's wrong with you people? This couldn't get any crazier! Oh, something just hit me in the face!
Everyone, look!
Huh?
It's raining sandwiches from the sky!
It's a Sandwich Day miracle!
Wow!
What? You're all just okay with this? With this sandwich rain?
Yeah, dude! Free sandwiches!
Why does anyone like this?
Relax, Liam! Just grab one of these sandwiches and be thankful!
What do I have to be thankful for?
Ask your sandwich.
Oh, okay. Hey, sandwich, what should I be thankful for?
You should be thankful for sandwiches. There's only one rule on Sandwich Day, Sandwich Day.
What's happening?
Sandwich Day, Sandwich Day.
Sandwich Day!
Liam, what's the matter? Are you all right?
Mom, I just had the craziest dream that it was Sandwich Day and everyone kept eating sandwiches. Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, there, there, honey. Of course it wasn't Sandwich Day.
It wasn't?
No, because today is Sandwich Day. And look outside, it's raining sandwiches.
No!
Well, that's the story of Liam. And remember, kids, the most important Sandwich Day lesson of all. Oh, sandwich, sandwich, sandwiches. Oh, sandwich, sandwiches, sandwiches. Oh, sandwiches, oh, sandwiches. That's it, really. The end!
Up next is another story from this past season. This story was written by a first grader from Utah named Connor. And Connor's story is called How to Make a Basketball Plant. Hustle team, I said hustle!
You gotta come here!
Come on, pass it, Todd. Todd, take it to the hoop!
I missed.
It's okay. Just try harder next time.
I can't.
You have to. You're my star player.
Yeah, come on, Todd.
Pick it up, buddy.
Look, Todd, the season's on the line, okay? If we don't win this next game, we won't make the playoffs. And we're playing our big rivals next week.
Well, maybe I'm just not as good as everyone says. I'm just so frustrated. I quit. Guess I won't be needing this anymore.
What are you doing? We need the ball.
Right?
Todd just threw his basketball in the trash.
Todd, you can't just throw a basketball in the trash. I went through a lot of trouble getting that basketball.
What? You mean like you bought it at the store?
Bought it at the store? No, Todd. This is the NBA.
Yeah.
We don't buy our basketballs at a store.
No stores.
We grow them on plants.
Yeah, Todd. Yeah. Everybody knows this.
Huh?
Listen, back in coaching school, we learned a little drill that taught us how basketball plants are cultivated. So what do you think, team? Can we show Todd how it's done through some singing and dancing?
Yeah, singing and dancing.
All right, places, everyone. In your positions, please. It's time to do a show.
You're feeling down and you want to quit, but I'm telling you that you can't. Let me tell you about something that'll change your mind. Let me tell you how to make a basketball plant.
How to make a basketball plant. How to make a basketball plant.
First, you plant a seed so it can grow into a plant. Glue basketballs to the ground. That's how you make a basketball plant.
That's how you make a basketball plant. How to make a basketball plant.
Wait, is that it? It's just a regular plant surrounded by basketballs that you glued to the ground?
No. Todd, you sweet, beautiful angel. You have so much to learn.
You gotta give that plant some water and some sunshine. It will grow. Give that plant some TLC and you'll have basketballs before you know.
That's how you make a basketball plant. How you make a basketball plant.
Okay, so if you surround a plant with basketballs and put it in the sun, it'll grow basketballs?
Todd? Yes. Dance break!
Box out.
A double dribble.
Pirouette.
And fish.
Sunshine.
Some seeds.
Basketball.
And dance.
Great job, everyone. Incredible extension, Carl. Chuck? Do better, buddy.
Okay, are all of you done? None of this has convinced me to play basketball again.
No, there's more. There's so much more. Everyone to position three for the big finale, please.
So now you have your basketball plant and it's full of basketballs. But watch out, because the basketballs might spit at you. Oh no! And the basketballs that shoot at you might spit out smaller ones that explode. And then those exploded ones may accidentally shoot poison at you on accident, actually on purpose. And then if you got poison, you are frozen for 1 minute. And then you can move again. And then you can move again!
Swish!
So, Todd, what do you think, buddy? Todd?
Yeah, Todd left like 4 minutes ago.
That's how you make a basketball plant. How you make a basketball plant.
You know what, Coach? Maybe this is why we keep losing.
Huh. You know what? Maybe. All right, the New York Knicks, let's go win some NBA games.
Hey, Coach, is practice over?
It's called rehearsal. The end.
Thanks so much, everybody. And don't worry, this isn't our final curtain call. We'll be back with more summer stories very soon. Bye for now!